Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but right now, what they're doing, really innovative, cool technology, just kind of blows you away. Just when you thought that they'd have invented everything, and just when you thought that, you know, they've figured everything out, in remote places, I believe it was in the Philippines, and also in Brazil, they've come up with a technology. We're going to make this available for you on the Torch. But they found a way to help light up their homes during blackouts. This is now an idea being spread to poor communities without electricity, to those who can't afford electricity. And this lighting system that they've devised provides light that's the equivalent to a 60-watt bulb.
Uh-huh.
60-watt bulb. They actually, you're not going to believe this now, they actually pour water in a plastic bottle container, okay? Water in a plastic container and bleach. And they allow the sun to hit it during the day, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night, it actually converts into a bulb. It illuminates. But what they've done is we'll have a video for you. They've actually, out of these tin roofs, they actually cut holes out. And they made this contraption where you slide in the bottle. And then you get on the roof and then, you know, like a shingle, put these metal containers all throughout the ceiling or the roof of the house.
Uh-huh.
And so you have, you know, half of the bottle that's sticking up, that's the sun is hitting it. And then the other half of the bottle's actually gone through the roof.
Uh-huh.
And you're in the house and you can have light. It is the most awesome, amazing thing. You got to see this on the Torch. We'll have available for you. But can you imagine free electricity? I mean, I'm like,
wow,
man, what would it look like if I tore up my roof right now and just started sticking these models?
What, lights up light bulb or something?
It gives off enough light like a 60-watt light bulb.
Oh, the container does.
The container does. It illuminates. It's light. Using water.
And bleach.
Bleach and sun.
How about that?
Is that pretty amazing?
That is very amazing.
I mean, you
see that?
Yeah, you think about like these innovative ways. You know, I think a lot of times we don't get the opportunity to exercise our minds, get critical thinking, or just even really asking the Holy Spirit and the Lord for answers. You know, God knows so much. Hello, and we can become, you know, to a place of so much pride that we don't even ask God. You know, are we quick to Google things up? Listen, ask the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows everything. Ask the Holy Spirit. Everything that you need is found in God, and God can give you creative ideas. He can give you creative concepts, and He can show you things that will absolutely help you and change your world. But if you don't have a relationship and you don't communicate with God, then you're not going to be able to know. You're not going to be able to know what's the next plan. That's what abiding is all about. It's about spending time with God, hearing His voice, and doing and following everything the Lord tells you to do. And, you know, sometimes some people want the whole plan and they want all 30 steps, but it's been my experience that God doesn't give you the 15 steps at one point, at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
He's like, here's point one, and do that, be faithful with the first step. But God, I'm like out in the middle of the water right here, like, what you do have a second step, right? And He does. And you know, as we step out on Him and we step out on what He tells us to do, we will find an amazing adventure with God. Listen, you want an adventure? Forget bungee jumping and all this other stuff. Just abide and listen to what God tells you to do. Listen, you'll be amazed at the things He'll call you to do, where He'll call you to move, what He'll call you to say. And it'll totally stretch you and pull you outside of your everyday norm. Because let me tell you something. God said in His word that we are to live not by bread alone, but by every proceeding word that comes out of the mouth of God. That's how we're to live this life. I know that, you know, everybody wants to have things programmed and figured out, but that's not a relationship. God desires for us to have a relationship with Him, one in which we can communicate daily, hourly, and totally get God involved in what we're doing and how we're living life, because God has so much to say. But He speaks to those who listen. Someone may say, well, you know, I never hear God. Well, did you ever ask Him? Have you ever quieted yourself down and asked the Lord to speak? When we do that, He speaks volumes. Mm-hmm. And if we write it down, if we're faithful, if God is saying something, write it down, scratch it down, preferably in a journal so you can keep it forever, but write it down so that you can remember. We can remember what He said because you want to put it into practice. Mm-hmm. And when we obey God, when we step out and do the right thing, He always, always, always blesses us. Wasn't that maybe electricity wasn't available? They found out that in some of these places, electricity was just very, very expensive. And so it started out in the Philippines. It started spreading. Some man figured out a way that you can put water in a clear plastic Coke bottle, if you will, a soda bottle, and stick it in your roof. They made, you know, these metal roofs that they had, and half of the top portion was being hit directly with, you know, by the sunlight, and the other bottom portion was in, you know, in the home. Mm-hmm. And they just put a little bleach in there. And it's, you got to see it because it's absolutely amazing. I mean, it is a bright light. I mean, and some of these houses there, are they're lighting up the whole thing. One lady on this documentary, and again, this will be available for you on The Torch, says, you know, my electricity bill went increasingly low. And there's one guy on a mission to do something like 5,000 houses with these bottled waters in some of these remote places. So listen, if you're planning a missions trip, you really want to see this as a tool and a resource to be able to, you know, take with you to bless some people with some light.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything that we need, I'll tell you, God will tell us. You know,
that's right.
You never
if we
know.
Ask.
If we ask. If we ask. If we
I
ask.
Can't tell you how many times I've had to ask.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, and a lot of times it's because of, you know, last resort, because in my own carnal mind, I can't figure things out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh yeah, God, can you help me out here?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He should be our first source instead of the last. You know what I mean? Yeah. And things would go a lot smoother.
Yeah.
Right.
I've learned the hard way.
Listen. If you know Jesus Christ in your life, that, you know, the God who knows all things, He lives inside of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit wants to reveal and unveil everything to you. He opens the scriptures to you. He reveals Jesus to you. And He'll reveal everything you needed to know.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.